Thank you so much for this beautiful day.
We
know you are here. Your word declares, if two or more are gathered, you are present. And Lord, that is very humbling to think that you're here. For we know in our own nature we are not worthy to stand in your presence. We are not worthy to sing praises to you. Because we are sinners. We have failed. We have failed to obey. We have failed to keep your commandments. So we deserve judgment. But because of your goodness, because of your faithfulness, you allow us to stand in your grace. So today we say thank you. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your words. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your forgiveness. We ask that you guide the service. And we ask for a more glorious picture of who you are. We ask for the strength to repent. And we ask for the power to love one another. We pray that all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The sermon title today is Love Not the World, Long for the World to Come. I'm going to read the key scripture again from 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Love not the world. That's an imperative. That is very challenging. Keep that in mind. This is not easy. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, is not of God, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abides forever.
不要爱这个世界和世上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。因为凡世上的事，就像肉体和情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Sometimes when you read the Bible, you can read very quickly and pass over a lot of the words because you may not think of them as being very relevant to you. But when you read a passage like this, this is a pause passage.
但是当你读到这三节经文的时候，请你们记住，每一字每一句都不能忽略。
This is a passage of scripture that you need to stop, think, contemplate, wrestle with.
这三节经文是非常典型的三节经文，需要我们读边读边停下来思考，认真的体会，并且认真的反省反思。
So this morning we're just going to scratch the surface, but you can certainly on your own dig even deeper into this pause passage in the Bible.
这些经文 特别的有分量，以至于我们今天只能踏实一些表面的皮毛。但是，求你们大家回去一定要认真的去思考。Nothing
declared in this passage is easy.
这三节新闻中讲的每一件事情都非常的困难。This
is extremely challenging.
对我们的人生非常非常的难。Don't
deceive yourself and don't pretend that you're going to be able to do this.
不要以为我们凭着自己的力量可以实现这三节经文中的命令。
This is a lifetime spiritual journey.
这是需要我们花一生的时间去练习的。
And it will not be perfected until you die and you are resurrected and glorified.
我们知道至死的那一天也可能没法完成这些经文上的命令。
What this is the goal.
但是这就是神对我们设下的设立的目标。
This is a goal.
这就是目标。
So a key question I want you guys to be thinking about this morning.
今天我们需要大家思考的一个问题。
Is what does it mean not to love the world?
什么叫不爱这世界，不爱这个世界？
Something that you should be thinking about as we go through this message.
我们整个讲道都要思考这一个问题。
Now, when I read John's warning, the Apostle John, close to Jesus, this is his warning. It's a warning. Love not the world.
这是使徒约翰对我们的一个警告。这个使徒约翰跟主耶稣的关系非常的亲近。
Love not the world. Don't love the things of the world.
不要爱这个世界，也不要爱这个世上的事。
I immediately feel a tension inside of me.
我立刻感到了心中一阵紧张。
Do you feel the same tension?
你们心里有这样的紧张吗？
It's a huge statement. Don't love the world. Don't love the things in this world.
因为这节经文分量非常的重，告诉我们不要爱这个世界。
I'm sure a list of things will pop into your mind of what that might mean.
我相信当你们听到这节经文的时候，会想到很多你们正在爱的事情。
Because if I'm honest, I find this world and the things in it to be very loud.
因为任何一个诚实的人，包括我，都会觉得这个世界上的东西，太过的美丽。
The world and the things in this world are quite alluring, quite tempting.
这世上太多的东西有太多的吸引力，不是吗？
And I feel constantly that the world and the things in it are constantly trying to capture my eyes.
因为我觉得这世上的很多东西无时无刻不在吸引着我。
Constantly trying to captivate my ears and my heart.
无时无刻不在让我的眼睛没法离开，让我的耳朵没法避开，让我的心没法从这上面挪开。
It's like walking through Times Square in New York City at night.
就像你晚上如果去纽约时代的广场。
If you've ever been there, you know everything is flashing, everything is shouting. It lights up your senses.
去过人的都知道那边有太多非常亮的屏幕，太吵的音乐，让你根本没有办法不被吸引。
And what does it promise?
但是那些东西对你有什么启示呢？
It makes promises to you, doesn't it?
他们这些吸引你的东西对你为什么吸引你呢？
See, look, hear, taste, it'll make you feel good.
因为他们刺激你的感官，让你觉得非常的舒服。
Yet we know that behind all the glitter, behind all the light, there is dissatisfaction.
我们也知道，在这所有的吸引你的东西的背后，其实是你对这个，对你，是你自己内心的不满足。
We know that it's just for a moment, as the word says, where the world and the things of the world pass away, the lust passes away. We know that.
会让你得到片刻的快感。
And we know that many times this leaves us, instead of being full, it leaves us empty.
我们也都知道，当片刻的快感过后，是更多的空虚。
The older I get, the more I see the truth of what one Christian wrote.
当我年纪越大，我越发现一个曾经的弟兄写过的一段话。
He said, "Before the fall of man, there was an earth."
他说，在人类堕落之前有大地。
Genesis 1 and 2.
创世纪的1到2章。
But after the fall, Genesis 3.
在人类堕落之后，也就是创世纪的第三章及以后。
There was a world.
就有了这个世界。
And I hope that you see the difference between earth and world.
我希望大家能看清神创造的那个大地以及堕落的世界的区别。
And how it's being used in the scriptures.
以及它在我们圣经中的经文是如何体现。
We see this distinction constantly throughout the Bible, whether you look at Genesis or Matthew.
我们看到两者的区别，在圣经中处处都有显现，不论是你读启示录，还是你读马太福音。
Especially in Matthew 4, where Jesus is being tempted by Satan.
尤其是在马太福音第四章，当撒旦带领耶稣到最高的圣城上，最高的去看到这个世界的美好。
This is a perfect example of the battle between the world, the things of the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
这是新约里面非常完美的一个例子，撒旦是如何用虚幻的美好去吸引你。
And you see the struggle and the temptations that Jesus underwent, and you also see how Jesus was victorious against it.
我们也可以看见耶稣是如何被吸引，如何抵抗这个诱惑。
When we talk about the world, I want you to look at these verses.
当我们读圣，讲到这个世界的时候，我们来读下面的经文。
And we're going to be looking at two principles as we talk about the world.
我们要看到这经文中给我们的两点规定。
And when we talk about the world, we're going to be talking about it as a world system.
我们讲这个世界的时候，其实我们是在讲这个世界是如何工作的。
And the first principle that I want you to follow today is that the world system is completely against God.
我们第一个要了解的一条是，这个世界的规则其实是完全跟神的规则是相反的。
Therefore, you must not love it or conform to it.
所以我们不可以去爱这个世界，也没法去效法这个世界。
The verses that support this are in Romans chapter 2, which says, And be not conformed to this world, meaning its systems, its values, its philosophy, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
罗马书十二章二节说的非常清楚，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。这里这个世界是指这个，不光是这个世界，而是这个世界上所有的规则、所有的事情。叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And the second point we're going to look at is you should long for the new heaven and the new earth.
第二点我们要从中学到的是，我们要渴望新天新地。
In Revelation 21, verse 1, it reads, And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea.
这点在启示录21章1节中也说到，我又看到一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不在了。
The world system, principle or point number one, is completely against God.
这个世界运行的规则是跟神完全相反的。
Therefore, you must not love it or conform to it.
所以我们不可以去爱它，更不可以去效法它。
So the word world that's used by John is in the Greek, it's cosmos.
约翰在这里说到这个世界用的词叫cosmos。
And it has different meanings depending on the context.
这个词在不同的语境中有不同的意义。
The same word for world is used in John 3:16, is used here in 1 John.
在约翰福音3章16节，同样的这个世界这个词在这边也同样用到。
But in John 3:16, it's dealing with humanity, and in 1 John, it's dealing with a system, a satanic world system.
同样的词在约翰福音3章16节说到的是人类的世界。 在这里的词用说到的是撒旦创造的那个世界的体系。
So when John says to you and says to me, do not love the world, he's not talking about don't love creation, don't enjoy the mountains, don't enjoy the oceans, don't enjoy animals. He's not talking about that world.
所以使徒约翰在这节经文上说到的，不要爱这个世界，并不是让我们不要爱这个世界的创造。
When God is telling us don't love the world, it's talking about don't love the world system.
所以，相反，神让我们不要爱这个世界。这里的世界是指不要爱撒旦创造这个世界的规则。Like
in our world, there's a system, a way of thinking, a philosophy. It's referring to culture.
我们现当今的世界，大家会形容叫做文化。It's
talking about politics.
或者通过政治来表达。It's
talking about religion.
或者是人类认为的普遍的信仰。It's
talking about ways of thinking and acting.
或者是我们的一些思维方式以及我们表达自我的方式。It's
even referring to economics.
甚至通过经济来表达。So
when you think about the world system, think about it in this way. It is politics without righteousness.
所以我们总结一下这个世界这里说的是什么呢? 可以理解成没有公义的政治系统。The
world system is art without holiness.
没有任何神圣圣洁的艺术。
The world system is education without truth.
不教会我们真理的教育体系。
The world system is pleasure without obedience to God's rules.
不遵守神的道，但是去无尽的享受荣华。
So when you think about the world system, you can look at this and just see the contrast. You can see the contrast between the world system and the Bible truth or the Bible system.
这上面的五幅图片可以告诉我们这世界的规则以及神给我们定的规则的区别。
And if you just look at some of these cards, some of these contrasts, you'll start to understand the difference between the world and its thinking and the Bible and God's thinking.
你通过这上面的区别，你可以看出普世的价值观以及我们神给我们定义的价值观的区别。
Now, the best image I could give you to display God's view of this world system is the cross.
我最好的最好阐述这个区别的就是通过十字架。
The cross of Jesus Christ exposes the true nature of this world system.
耶稣基督给我们的十字架非常完美的揭发了这个世界的虚伪伪善。
Whether it was the first century in Roman culture or the 21st century in our American culture.
不管是一世纪的罗马社会还是我们现在美国的当今的社会。
The cross
十字架
is a symbol,
是一个标志
of actually the world's hatred towards God.
是这个世界憎恨我们的上帝，憎恨我们基督徒的标志。
The cross and what happened on it,
这个十字架以及这个十字架上发生的故事。
And what they did to the person on it,
什么样的故事呢？就是我们耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的故事。
Reflects the heart of this world.
非常彻底地反映了这个世界。
It reflects your heart and it reflects my heart.
反映了我们的世界。
Let me ask you a question to think about.
我现在问大家一个问题。
When Jesus came to earth full of grace and truth, what did the world do?
当耶稣基督带着爱和真理来到这个世界的时候，人们是怎么对他的呢？
God in human form comes to the planet he created. What do we do when he arrives?
神降世，用人的形象来到他创造的这个世间，我们是怎么对他呢？
We're approaching Christmas in a few months.
我马上就要到圣诞节了。
And the Christmas story is actually a very tragic story. It's a very scary story.
但圣诞节的故事其实是非常悲伤、非常痛苦的一个故事。
A baby is born and it is joyful.
那个孩子他出生的时候是非常喜悦的。
But it's also frightening.
但是也让人很害怕。
Because people are trying to kill the child.
因为他出生的时候就有人想杀掉他。
If you're a mother here and you gave birth, I'm sure you never had a fear for a second that someone was going to come and kill your child.
当你这里在座的妈妈生孩子的时候，是不会担心自己的孩子被人杀掉。
But that was Mary and Joseph's experience.
但是那却是玛利亚和约瑟的体会。
And that tells you something about the thinking, the philosophy of this world.
这就像我们显现了这个世界的邪恶。
And how did the world treat God's son?
这个世界是怎么对待神的儿子的呢？
It crucified him.
人们把他钉在了十字架上。
Here's some verses. Let's look at John 3:19. And this is the condemnation that light is come into the world. Jesus is light. And men, you and me, humanity loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.But he that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God.
我们看约翰福音三章十九到二十一节描述的，光来到世间，世人因为自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
Since these words were written, when these words were written, has the world changed in its attitude towards Jesus?
这些经文在两千多年前写下来，一直到现在，这期间人们对耶稣的态度变化了吗？
The world began its hatred toward God in Genesis 3.
这个世界从创世纪的第三章就开始憎恶神。
The world continued to hate God and his word in Jesus' day.
在耶稣来到人世间的时候，两千多年前，他还是被憎恨。
And the world system continues to hate God's idea and version of holiness and righteousness.
但我们现在的时代，人还是在憎恶他的美善。
Let me tell you a story.
我们现在分享一个故事。
One day, a person was standing at a busy street corner after people started leaving church.
有一天有一个人，他在教会门口站在那里，看着大家从教会聚会中离开。
And this man watched how the church people ignored a man who had dropped his groceries all over the sidewalk.
这个人看到了大家是如何忽略旁边有一个摔倒的人，满地摔的东西。
No one stopped.
没有人停下来帮忙。
No one tried to help.
没有人想去帮忙。
Everyone just hurried by.
每个人就是匆匆的走开。
In that moment, the man realized that this is the world system.
在那一刻，这个人意识到，这其实就是这个世界的体系。
When someone was in need, instead of helping, they just kept on with their own agenda.
当有人需要帮助的时候，大部分人都继续做自己的事情。
Self-absorbed.
自己自自己只顾自己的事情。
Focused on its own business.
只关注自己下一刻要做什么。
Always in a hurry to go nowhere.
永远都在为下一刻奔波。
Emotionally cold.
又心里非常的冰冷。
And that same selfish attitude and worldly indifference is what nailed Jesus to the cross.
正是这样冰冷的态度，其实就把耶稣钉上了十字架。
And it's something for us to be thinking about.
这些是值得我们思考的。
Is the cross of Jesus Christ
神的十字架
the universal, eternal, permanent mirror that shows what the world really is like?
神的十字架是不是照亮这个世界黑暗最好的一面镜子呢？
I think that it is.
我觉得神的十字架是的。
Here's a reflection question for you. If the world rejected the Word made flesh,
如果这个世界拒绝我们，拒绝按照真道，
if the world system turned against God's Son,
如果这个世界上所有的系统都跟耶稣反目成仇，
why are you and I so desperate in craving its approval?
那这样的世界为什么值得我们想去靠近呢？
Do you hate the philosophy of this world or do you love it?
我们喜欢这个世界上所有的规则，还是我们讨厌它？
You have to remember,
我们需要记住，
God is not asking you to hate people,
神并没有让我们恨这个世界上的人，
but to reject the system that tries to dethrone God.
神让我们不要共存的是这个世界不好的系统。
In your heart.
这个是系统想废除神对我们的旨意。
James 4 says, Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
雅各书4:4说，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
Now, here are some practical spiritual disciplines you and I can practice to resist or to loosen the grip the world has on us as followers of Jesus.
下面有一些明确的操练可以值得我们去练习。
The reality is you and I are gripped by the world and we are gripping it.
虽然现实很残酷，我们就在这个世界里。
It's all that we know.
这是我们在认知上能看见的。
We've been educated in it since we were born.
我们从出生就在这个教育体系中长大。
And I fear that many times we don't even realize we're serving the world when we think that we're not serving it, when in reality we are serving it.
很多时候悲哀的是我们连在这个世界，被这个世界同化，我们都不知道。
And what we're trying to do today is to look at the world in the way God looks at it.
但是我们今天需要重新思考的是重新审视这个世界，用上帝的视角去看。
And we should question.
我们需要有辩证的思维。
How much of the world do I really love? And is the grip too strong? Or am I holding on too tight?
我们需要反思我们对这个世界的爱到底有多深。我们对世界，这被这个世界的影响真的是没法改变了吗？
And is it creating distance between me and the Lord?
世界跟我们的关系会不会阻止我们跟神的关系？
And how great is that distance?
我们跟神的关系被这个世界受到了多少的影响？
And what these disciplines are, and they're not anything brand new, they're reminders.
我们这些规则并不是新的，它只是一些对我们的提醒。
These disciplines are to loosen our grip on the world and to loosen the world's grip on us.
希望下面几条规则可以帮助我们离这个世界越来越远，而离神越来越近。
So the first discipline, discipline one.
第一条。
Stay in the Word.
在真道中生活。
When you are reading the Bible daily.
我们每天读圣经的时候。
Do what I just encourage you to do in the beginning of this message.
记住我今天讲的刚开篇的经文。
Learn to pause more.
多停顿，多思考圣经的每一句话。
Don't read so quickly.
不要读得太快。
That you miss the truth of what God's trying to speak to you.
以至于神想给我们启示的真相被你忽略了。
When something grabs your attention, pause.
当有些事情如果吸引了你的注意力，你就暂停。
And allow the Spirit to get that truth into your mind.
让圣灵帮助真理进入你的心里。
Every day, you and I need to renew our mind.
每天我们都需要让自己的心意更新。
By allowing the word, not the world. One letter means a lot, huh? Word and world, one letter means all the difference.
让英文里这两个虽然听起来很像的词，但是真道和这个世界区分开来。
And every day, either you're going to renew your mind with the world, or every day you're going to renew your mind with the word by removing that L.
这两个词唯一的区别是错过了，你就会被这个世界洗礼。抓住了，你就能享受到神的真道。
And you're no longer gonna love the world.
希望通过这样的练习，你可以不再爱这个世界。
And you do that by spending time with God, His voice in your ears through the Word.
唯一的办法呢，就是拥抱另一端，就是神的真道。
Isn't it amazing that the Bible in 1 John 2:15 talks about the lusts of the eyes?
前面的圣经讲到，眼目的情欲。
And how God spends so much time with our ears.
以及神花很多时间，在我们的耳朵上。
The Bible says faith itself comes by seeing, right?
我们的信是因为看见。
No, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing.
这句话其实是错的。
And hearing by the word of God.
我们听见神的道。
It's amazing how God is so different from the world. Our world is addicted to seeing.
我们这个世界非常的会欺谎人，让我们以为看见的就是真的。但是我们的神的道里是听见的道就是真的。
We don't like to hear too much.
我们不喜欢听见太多东西。
We don't like to listen.
我们不喜欢听从别人的。
But that's where God lives.
但是这是我们神。
That's where God resides.
这是我们的神，希望我们能顺从的。
So stay in the word.
所以在真道中生活。
The Bible says in Psalm 119, Thy word have I hid in mine heart. How? By reading, of course, and listening, that I might not sin against thee.
诗篇119篇11章说，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Look at Romans 12. This is the Amplified version. It's really good. It says, And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is.That which is good and acceptable and perfect in His plan and purpose for you.
我们重新读刚才读到的罗马书十二章，第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。这里的世界是指这个世界上所有虚假的人造的东西。这里的心意更新变化是指。我们要按照神的旨意，良善的接受他的这个旨意，按照他的计划生活。
So I hope on your phones you have some sort of Bible app that you turn to every day.
我希望每个人的手机上都有一个圣经的，至少一个圣经的 APP， 我们可以每天使用。
I hope at night you're listening to the word of God as it's putting you to sleep.
我们希望每天睡觉的时候，你能听一些。跟神相关的东西去睡觉。
If your spouse doesn't like noise, then get some AirPods at Costco later.
如果你怕影响你的配偶睡觉，你可以戴上耳机。
And fall asleep with the Word of God just permeating your mind.
在神的道中睡去，远比这世上的一切要好。
You can never have enough of the Word of God in your life.
神的道永远不会让你觉得厌烦。
You're never being extreme.
你永远不会觉得这些极端，
Because the world is like a waterfall constantly drenching us.
因为这个世界就像瀑布一样，慢慢的把我们的能量抽干。
And what you and I are trying to do is to get that word in us so that the world doesn't have such a strong pull and grip on us.
唯一阻止这样的办法，就是让神的真道进入我们的生活中。
Discipline number two.
第二条。
Occasionally fast from media and material attachments.
一定的时间，生活中的一定的时间中，我们远离这个世上物质的羁绊，包括媒体、社交媒体、新闻。
I'm not being extreme. I'm not saying throw this in the garbage can.
我没有说把手机就扔掉。
I'm not saying you can't ever have a phone.
我没有说你从来不能拥有手机或者去看手机。
Because I know even if I said it, I couldn't even live up to my own standard.
因为我就算提出来，我自己也实现不了。
But we can certainly turn it off more often than we do. We can certainly put it on a shelf and walk away from it.
但是我们至少学会在一定的时间段内把手机关掉，不要被它打扰。
So do that throughout the week. Try to fast from it.
所以尝试在每周中抽时间，离开手
Take
机。
a step back, maybe from some entertainment. Take a step back, maybe from constantly buying things on Amazon. Just take a step back.
不管你被这个世界怎么影响，尝试着与它切割。
And turn to his word and allow God to reset your mind, to reset your heart.
把同样的时间拿来用神的话，让自己的生命重新更新。
I mean, Matthew says it more strongly. Jesus says it more strongly. If your right eye makes you stumble and leads you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. That is, remove yourself from the source of the temptation, for it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. If your right hand makes you stumble and leads you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. That is, remove yourself from the source of the temptation, for it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to go into hell.
马太福音第五章，这里有更极端的一种说法，说是若你的右眼叫你跌倒，就挖出来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不可丢失全身在地狱里；若是你的右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不可叫全身下地狱。这里我们的右眼以及我们的右腿，象征着这些东西对我们吸引的源头。
Is that strong language from Jesus?
这些话分量是不是非常的重？
That's strong language.
这是非常重的话。
He takes it very seriously.
耶稣非常认真的告诉我们这
So,
些。
God, if you're a Christian, has empowered you with the Holy Spirit to step back, to reset, to remove yourself from temptation. You have the power, by God's grace, to do that.
所以我们也要感恩，因为神把话说的这么重，他就给我们加了力量。如果我们真的有心与这个世界做暂时的切割，神会给我们这样的力量。
And so, what you and I need to do is act on the word.
所以我们仅仅需要做的是顺从神的话。
We need to say yes to the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit's saying, hey, buddy, just take a break.
我们需要答应圣灵对我们的命令。
And that's just one example. It could be anything in your life.
手机只不过是我刚才随便举的一个例子，任何生活中对你的羁绊都可以是一个手机。
Something for us to remember.
我们下面需要记住一些事。
This world, as much as you love it and as much as I love it, is not our home.
这个所谓美丽的地球，并不是我们永恒的家。
And boy, are we loving it now, aren't we? We're in Christmas mode. Oh, who doesn't love
但现
that?
在年底，我们也都知道，我们每个人都爱这个世界。
Everything in this world is designed for you to love it as much as possible and to want to stay here as long as possible.
这个世上每一个被设计的东西，都是为了让你更爱它，以至于你忘记了新天新地。
But isn't it interesting that Paul said, man, if I could get off this planet, I would do it. I would do it. I would leave if I could, but the Lord wants me here for your sakes.
但是我们使徒保罗也告诉我们，如果我有一刻能离开这个世界，我一定离开。但是神让我在这个世上继续向你们传福音。
And the Apostle Paul said that because he got a taste, he got a glimpse of heaven. He got a glimpse of eternity. And he says, I want to go there. That is so much greater than anything that's happening here.
使徒保罗能这样说，是因为他跟主有真正的见面，他有体会到天上的那个喜乐。
Now, I don't want to get extreme here, but I just want to keep in mind, just be sensitive. Just be sensitive to your heart. Like, do you feel like you're loving this place too much?
我们作为基督徒，需要有从属灵而来的敏感。我们是对这个世界陷得太深了吗？
I'm constantly catching myself with that.
我经常发现我容易陷入这个世界被吸引。
And then sometimes I look around where I work and I go, what am I really loving about this place so much? The dirty streets, the garbage, the beeping, the electric lights, like this is not what God originally
但
wanted
神
for
的
us.
话也经常会让我有反思。当我睁开眼，我发现我真的爱这个世界吗？肮脏的街道，人造的各种虚假的东西，真的值得我爱吗？
And whenever I have conversations with God about that, it just gets me a little bit more heavenly minded.
所以每次当我向神为这些事情祷告的时候，神就会让我更看见天上的荣耀。
It just loosens the grip of this world on me.
神会慢慢帮助我远离这个世上对我的吸引。
It reminds me again that everything here that we see is temporary, it will be annihilated one day. And it reminds me to keep my mind on what's permanent, even though I don't see it yet.
神会帮助我认识这个世上没有一个东西是会永远的。
So, if you want, we're not going to go into it. Later on, read Revelation 18. It will tell you that this world system and all the things that we love so much, the economics, the politics, and the art, and all the entertainment, it's going to be destroyed. It's going to be gone one day.
我们今天不会展开，但是我们在约翰的启示录第18章详细的介绍了这个世界是如何崩塌的。
So, that's something very hopeful.
这是让我们有希望的。
So, if you want to read about the end of the world system, you can read about it in Revelation
所以
18.
你如果想知道那是怎么开始，你可以去读启示录第十八章。
So our last point before we close out the message is we should long, therefore, for the new heaven and the new earth.
第二点，我们要期待新天新地。
Be more heavenly minded.
带着圣灵的思维模式去思考。
Because that's where the joy is.
那样才会有喜乐。
I mean, how do I not love the world? I don't love the world by getting my mind on something greater, something better, something eternal.
唯一能让你的思维脱离这个世界的，那就是找到比这个世界更美的东西。
Because we know from Scripture that what is seen is temporary, what is unseen is eternal.
因为圣经上告诉我们，眼睛能看见的是暂时的，看不见的是永远的。
The Apostle John ends the book of Revelation, well, near the end of the book of Revelation, with this amazing statement. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
约翰在约翰结束启示录说，我看到了新天和新地。
The world system one day is going to collapse, but God's kingdom, which is coming, will endure forever.
这个世界上一切的规则、一切的创造都会消失，但是神的创造是永远的。
Every problem you experience now in your life, and you might be experiencing a lot of problems, I don't know.
我们这个世上，你可能会经历，你可能正在经历一些问题。
You might be having some financial difficulties.
你可能在财务上有些问题，
You might just be having financial worry and stress.
你可能因为金钱经常担心，
You might be having some health
你
stress.
可能身体上健康有一些问
You
题，
might be having some relationship stress.
你可能因为人际关系上产生一些
You
问
might be
题，
having children stress because they give us a lot of
那
stress.
可能你的孩子给你造成很多的困扰，
Whatever the stress is, there's worry and anxiety and stress in your life.
不管这些压力的源头是什么，都会给你的生活带来很大的不便，
I know that because there's worry and stress and anxiety in my life.
因为我也是这样的，
And it seems like everyone's dealing with that.
所以我们每个人都得，好像都得同都得呃对处理这些。
And yet, isn't it funny how firmly we still grip this place, even though we know it's the source of so much stress? We still hold on to it, like it's the most important thing in the world, when deep down we know that it's not.
这个世界给我们带来这么多的问题，但我们还在拥抱它。
All those things that I mentioned. Should simply whisper this to you that this world is not your home.
我希望大家今天能从这篇讲道中得到下面这个信息：这个世界不是我们永恒的家。
When you wake up with aches and pains, you're like, oh, I don't want to go to work. I wish I could be retired today.
当你每天早上起来不想工作的时候，
It's simply reminding you again, that's right, this is not my home.
希望那样可以提醒你，你可以反思，正是因为如此，这个世界不是我们的家。
It should get your mind on the true home where there's not going to be aches and pains. There's not going to be worry. There's not going to be fear. There's not going to be all types of stresses and problems. It should get you, when you are experiencing problems, to get your mind on heaven, on the Lord, on what is coming.
希望当你在为这些事情担忧的时候，你能想起今天的讲道，意识到那不是你的家，你的家在天上。
Let me tell you a story. Have you ever driven across the Throgs Neck Bridge or the Brooklyn Bridge at night?
你们晚上有开车路过这个连接长岛以及
And if it's a clear night,
的大桥吗？
what do you think you've seen when you pass by New York City?
当你晚上开车路过这个桥的时候，你会看见什么？
The famous New York City skyline.
你会看见美丽的纽约天际线，
And it's dazzling.
那非常的耀眼，非常的美丽。
But what's interesting is that if you fly over the city,
但是有趣的是，同样的纽约天际线，你从天上看的时候，当你飞过的时候，
you fly over the city at night when it's cloudy,
当布满云朵的时候，乌云的时候，
all those lights are very dim or vanished in the darkness.
同样的灯光在天上根本看不见。
What is that showing you?
这代表什么呢？
It's showing you and me that man-made lights are not the true light.
这些向我们证明了人造的这些光都是虚假的光。
And in the same way, all the things that are dazzling you and dazzling me right now
同样的，在生活中所有吸引你的暂时的小东西，
will one day fade away.
永远有一天都会灭掉。
Remember that.
请记住这样的话。
Don't deceive yourself to think that it's not.
不要被世界所欺骗。
Don't think in your heart if you're married, oh, if I just had a different spouse, everything would be better.
不要觉得你如果婚姻中出现了问题换一个另一半，你的婚姻问题就会得到解决。
That's how the world operates. Just get something new, get something different. That's the answer.
这个世界就是这么教育我们的，不是吗？
It's all temporary.
这些都是暂时的，都是虚
And
假。
even if something is better, it's only better for a time. And there's always other problems connected to the new thing.
就算有一样新的事物能让你得到满足，但那也只是暂时的。
So don't focus on what dazzles now. It will fade.
所以不要被这些东西所吸引，他们会消失。
But the glory of the New Jerusalem, the glory of the Lord coming back, that's going to last.
但是神的荣光会永远闪耀。
And the new heaven and new earth, where you and I are going to live forever if we believe in Christ, it will never fade, it will never dim.
但是神的新天新地会永远长存。
So here are some spiritual disciplines you can cultivate to have more of an eternal longing.
下面是另外一些我们可以练习的点，可以帮助我们有更好的对永恒的向往。
Think about the Lord, about the Word, and worship daily with eternity in view.
经常操练以永恒为视角，每日思索。
And it will help you not to get overwhelmed when the problems happen, and they will happen.
这会帮助我们平常不被这个世界所打扰，哪怕遇到问题的时候。
When you sing and when you pray, visualize the throne of God. Think deeply about the words of God and remind your heart that your citizenship is not here.
当我们唱歌祷告的时候，思考，想象上帝的宝座，并提醒我们的归属不在这里。
Colossians say, If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
哥罗西书3:1-2，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Another discipline you can do is serve others with heaven's values.
还有一条可以帮助我们的，就是帮助别人用神的价值观，
Start loving each other.
真的学会彼此相爱。
Start taking the love that you love so much that God gives you and start transferring it to others.
把神给你的爱传递给别人，
Love each person with mercy and generosity.
敞开胸怀去爱身边的人。
The Bible says this.
圣经上说，
Jesus says, Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. Where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal.
马太福音，耶稣说：“不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏；也有贼挖窟窿来偷。要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Invest in people, in souls.
我们与其投资这个世界，不如投资人的灵魂。
My brother standing next to me is eternal. He has an eternal soul.
我们身边的弟兄姐妹是我们能在永恒中一直保持关系的。
That's the greatest treasure in this room, the eternal soul.
我们弟兄姐妹的爱是最好的财富。
But the reality is, we don't do that.
但现实中我们并不是都这样做的。
I read just recently that Amazon is laying off 14,000 people.
亚马逊上周刚刚裁掉了14,000人。
I mean, think about that number, 14,000. I think of 14,000 families. That's how I look at it.
14,000人其实代表着14,000个家庭。
That's a huge number.
这是一个很大的数量。
And you know what the reason they gave?
你知道他们裁员的理由是什么吗？
Two letters.
两个字。
AI.
人工智能四个字中文。
And they're saying what we all know. Like it's not anything illuminating. Oh, AI is making things so efficient, we need less people.
这个宣称本身就非常的讽刺，因为人工智能不是应该帮助我们，而不是让我们失业吗？
And this is where the world system, you see the world system so clearly here.
这个就是这个世界的价值观，我们看得非常的清楚。
Because you would think, you would hope, you would want, you would expect that a $1 trillion company would say, wait a minute, maybe we don't have to make as many billions as we should or could because we have so much already.
因为一个美丽的世界里的这个公司，这样的公司不应该说，哎，我们已经有这么多钱了，我们不需要去省这点钱吗？
And maybe what we do instead, we tell Wall Street, all right, maybe we won't meet our expectations for growth.
难道我们不应该告诉华尔街的分析师，我们不想满足那一点点利益吗？
Maybe we'll be a few percentages off our expected profit margin.
哪怕我们从我们你赚了那么多钱中砍掉一些些。
And instead, what we're going to do is just help people, invest in people, take care of the 14,000 people that no longer will have a job.
拿少赚的那一点点钱帮助这14,000个家庭。
So you see the truth of Jesus' words in that, and you also see that's how the world acts.
但这个世界并不是这样运营的，我们可以看到世界的虚伪。
I'd rather have another billion than for you to have less stress and have a job. So, right, you see how it works. That's the world system. God's kingdom doesn't work that way.
这个世界这么虚伪的运行方式在神的国里完全不是这样的。
God has nothing to do with that type of thinking.
神完全不会这么在这世上运行。
And when you hear stories like that, or if you experience something like that, it should just get your mind on heaven and get your mind on, I can't wait for God to fix it because we're not going to live forever in a system like that.
当你在读到类似亚马逊裁员这样的事情的时候，更应该警醒我们基督徒，我们更应该想念神早点来到这个世上。
And what it should do is loosen the love that you have on this world and the things of this world.
希望这能帮助我们基督徒更快地脱离这个世界。
Discipline number five.
第五条。
Practice gratitude.
学会感恩。
You know what God loves? A cheerful giver.
你知道神最喜欢什么？神喜欢奉献的人。
You know what God loves? When you thank him.
神也喜欢感谢感恩他的人。
Thank God, not for what the world offers, but for the foretaste of what is to come.
感恩上帝，感恩我们的神，不是感谢这个世界赐给你的，而是神赐给我们。
First Thessalonians says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
帖撒罗尼迦前书一章，前书五章十八节。
You want to be?
凡事谢恩 ，sorry,
sorry, no, you go first.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们定的旨意。
You want to be in the center of God's will. You want to know what does God want. He wants you to thank him.
你知道神到底想让我们干什么？神想让我们感恩，感谢他。
Because it will immediately get your mind on him and off of this world.
因为那样会帮助你，我们的眼目脱离这个世界。
And again, we're talking about the things of this world. We're not talking about mountains and because the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God. We're talking about the economics, the art, the culture, the thinking, the entertainment.
同样我们要强调，这里强调的这个世界是撒旦编织的这个世界的生活方式，并不是神给我们创造的美丽的高山大海。
Be in the perfect will of God and be thankful.
凡事感恩。
As we're approaching Thanksgiving, it's a perfect time to be thinking about all the blessings God has given you.
还有二十多天就是感恩节了，我们这是个很好的时间去反思，去感恩感谢。
And to thank him for everything that you have, everything that you're gonna have in heaven with him.
可以思考所有可以感恩神、感谢上帝的东西。
In everything, give thanks.
凡事感恩, 凡事谢,
Whether it's good or bad,
不管是好的还是坏的,
which is not easy to do.
虽然感恩坏的事情并不容易,
One Christian has said it this way.
一位基督徒曾经说,
Satan is building up this world.
撒旦正在这个世界创造,
but it will end in ruin.
但是撒旦的创造总有一天会被毁掉。
And at the same time, God is preparing his church for the reign of Christ.
同样的时间,神在天上为我们预备他的教会。
Which construction site are you helping to build?
如果我们是工人,我们希望去哪个工地帮忙呢?
Philippians says this, For our citizenship is in heaven.
腓立比书3章20-21节,我们却是天上的国民。
Your true home and my true home, if we're born again Christians, is heaven.
我们所有重生的基督徒的家都是在天上。
And one day heaven will be right here, but it will be completely restored and renewed.
有一天,天国会降临,但是那个天国跟我们在地上看到的所有都不一样。
Brothers and sisters, as we close, the world is passing away.
弟兄姐妹们,我们今天讲到即将结束。
Don't be like the passengers on the Titanic as it was sinking, playing music.
在这个讲到的结尾,希望大家看到这幅图片,不要,不要,嗯。The
cross of Jesus Christ has reminded us that this world and the system here has been judged.
十字架警告我们,警示我们,这个世上所有的东西都被神审判。
And your mind and my mind should be focused on the new earth and the new heaven that is to come.
我们的眼目,我们的心要focus,要定睛在新天新地上。
And your goal here when you go to work is you say, how can I be an influence for Christ at my job?
你可能会反问,我在工作中我怎么能被神影响呢?
And when you're studying as a student, how can this be translated to me giving glory to God?
如果你是学生,你可能会问,我学习的时候怎么能给神荣耀呢?
If you're a student, how is God going to use me in this job to further his kingdom?
如果你不管你做什么样的工作,你可能会思考,我如何在工作中荣耀神呢?
If you have a lot of money, be praying, be thinking, how can I better use this to store up treasures in heaven? How can I invest in people and souls?
如果你是很有钱的人,那可以想象一下如何让你的钱更有价值。
You should be thinking these things.
你应该去思考这些事情。
Because the time is near.
因为日子近了。
And we don't know when God is going to take us home.
我们不知道神哪天就会把我们接走。
But I know one thing, when I die, everything I have, everything is being left behind.
但是我确定的一点,任何我现在有的东西,在我死后都...
All my prized possessions, my wife, my kids, my house, my car, my degrees, stay here.
我所有之前的东西,所有信赖的人,包括我的太太,孩子,
and we don't know when that time will be.
全部都会消失。
The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, then the judgment.
我们那一刻什么时候会到来呢? 我们死后就会有审判。
So today is a day you can reset the button.
所以我们今天可以重置我们的人生。
And as we pray, you can say, Lord God, I am gripping onto this world and the things in it way too hard.
所以我们要祷告,我们向神祷告,我们太爱这个世界,我们抓得太紧了。
Forgive me, Lord.
求你原谅。
I've seen that I'm not spending a lot of time in your word.
我可能没有花很多时间去读你的道。
I'm spending too much time in the world.
我花太多的时间在这个世上。
Forgive me, Lord, for not pausing over the scriptures that you're trying to speak to me in my life.
我们可以向主求你原谅,我们没有思考你的话。
Forgive me, Lord, that I haven't had a heart of gratitude for all the things you have given me.
也可以祷告,主啊,求你原谅,我们没有那么为你给我所有的东西而感恩。
Because, Lord, I'm always focused on what you're not giving me or how I can have a higher quality of whatever I have.
因为我们大部分人天天都在盯着我们还没有的东西。
And forgive me for not just saying thank you for just everything that I have.
主啊,求你原谅,求你向我们这些罪人宽恕。
And Lord, forgive me for not having a thankful heart.
主啊,求你原谅我们没有一个感恩的心。
Of all the times you've protected me and my children.
那么大,从他们出生到现在,你都在保护我的孩子。
Because let me tell you something, when it comes down to it, nothing's greater than protection from God. Amen?
对,因为我们最喜欢从神得到的就是他的保护。
Just on Friday, I'm coming home on the Belt Parkway.
过去这个周五,当我开车回家的时候,
normal ride home, a lot of traffic.
交通非常的拥挤。
I'm in the left lane by the wall.
我在
that concrete divider.
高速的最左侧，我的左边就是高速的隔离墙。
And as I'm driving, I hear boom, 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 boom.
我开车的时候，我听见了枪声。
And I know what that sound is.
我知道那个声音是枪声。
Cars are crashing into each other.
不好意思，不是枪声，是车互相相撞的声音。
And I see some in the rearview mirror, and I see that I am going to get crushed somehow, some way, something bad is going to happen. So my whole body tightens up.
我看见我的车后面有非常严重的追尾，很快就要撞到
And cars get pushed in front of me.
我。我看到后面的车被冲到了前面。
There's cars crashing behind me.
在我的后面发生了严重的车祸。
There's another car that is literally an inch to 2 inches ready to collide into my car, and the airbag goes off.
有一辆车离我只有几厘米，这十几厘米近，它的安全气囊已经爆开了。
And when everything stops,
当一切停下来的时候，
I hit no one and no one hits me.
没有人撞到我也没有撞到任何人。
I'm like in a protective angel bubble.
我在车祸的中央被保护得非常
I'm not
好。
lying. It's like an angel bubble.
我好像天使在中间给我设了一个
I
保护。
feel like there was an angel around my car that was just the cars were just bouncing off the angel.
我感觉有天使用身体挡住了所有的
I
危险，
couldn't believe it.
我难以想象。
I call my wife. I'm like, I cannot believe that nothing happened.
我给我的太太立刻打电话，告诉她我难以想象
It
刚
was
才发生的一切，
incredible.
太伟大了。
And so I was like, God, thank you so much. You love me so much. I must be doing something right that you protected me.
我立刻向神感谢你的保护，是不是我做了什么好的事情？
But God has a sense of humor because when I got home,
但是神也非常幽默，因为当我到家的时候，
and we're giving out candy to the kids coming to our house
我们把糖发给了要
because
糖的
it's
孩子，
Halloween.
万圣节的时候。
My daughter is also giving out little gospel tracts.
我的女儿也许给糖，她也同时在发一些传道的话。
But she was only able to give those out because in my car were all these really cool tracts that I give her and she gives it out to all the kids.
因为我会万圣节的时候都把这些福音的单张带回来，她可
And
以
then
发
I
给她。
thought, maybe the reason I wasn't in the accident is not because I'm such a great guy. It's because God wanted me to get home quickly to give the gospel tracts to my daughter so that she could evangelize the kids.
那一刻，我突然明白了，也许不是我做了什么好的事情，而是神想通过我把这些传福音的话发给了要堂的孩子手中。
So all that protection was humbling then. I became very humble at that point. I didn't think of myself very special at that moment.
所以这件事情让我非常的
But I was still thankful.
感恩。我非常感谢他保护了我。
And I also learned, because I've been in accidents where that has not happened, I was in an accident where I broke my neck. I broke my neck when I was very young in a car accident.
因为以前当我年轻的时候，我因为一件车祸，伤到了我的脖子。
And you learn from all that, that when something bad happens, God has a purpose, and when something good happens, God has a purpose.
所以我们也意识到，神让一切发生都有他的道理，都有他的美意。
Because Romans 8:28 says this, and we know that all things, good or bad, work for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his
我们知
purpose.
道罗马书上说，万事互相效力。
Amen.
Amen。
Let's close with this great reflection.
我们下面结束
Every
就是，
time the world tempts you,
每一次这个世界吸引你的时候，
may you remember the righteous world to come.
希望大家能记住，新天新地即将到来。
Where Christ reigns,
在那个世界里，上帝得
where
胜，
sin will be no more,
罪会消失。
and love is perfected forever.
我们的爱会长存到永远。
And this is your favorite verse as a church. For this world is not our permanent home. We are looking forward to a home yet to come.
这节经文说，这个世上不是我们的家，我们永远向往新天新地。
Or, for here we have no continuing city.
或者我们在这里本没有长存的城，
But we seek the one to come.
但是我们寻求那将来的城。
May you seek the one to come
希望大家都能追求那未来的城。
for God's glory. Let's
Amen。
pray.
祷告，
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you for your words.
我们感谢你，感谢你的道。
Forgive us for loving the world.
求你原谅我们爱这个世界。
You told us not to.
你告诉我们不要这样。
You command us not to.
你命令我们不要这样。
Lord, we confess we are so weak.
主啊，但是我们向你忏悔，我们太虚弱。
And many times we're weak because we have neglected those simple disciplines we've learned.
太多的时候我们虚弱，因为我们忽略了你的教导。
So we come before you, Lord.
所以我们今天来到你的面前。
And we say we're sorry.
我们向你道歉。
Please forgive us.
求你原谅。
Thank you for forgiving us.
感谢你原谅我们。
Give us the strength by the Holy Spirit.
给我们从圣灵来的力量。
To put into practice the spiritual disciplines in our life.
让我们在生活中能操练你的这些准则。
That will loosen the grip of this world on our heart.
让我们从而少拥抱这个世界。
That it may result in us.
这也许可以帮助我们。
Longing for the city to come.
让我们更期待新天新地和未来永恒的城。
Longing for the world to come.
期待未来的这个新世界。
Given our heart, Lord, put in our heart thankfulness.
请你把长存的感恩放在我们心里。
Humility and thankfulness.
让我们谦卑，让我们感恩。
That you are a great God.
你是如此伟大的神。
That you love us so much.
你如此的爱我们。
Thank you for dying for our sins.
感谢你为我们的罪而死。
We don't deserve it.
我们不值得你为我们死。
Thank you for doing it.
感谢你这样做。
And thank you for giving us the hope of the resurrection.
感谢你升天复活。
And reminding us that no matter how much this world glitters, it will fade.
感谢你通过你的复活告诉我们，不管这个世界多么的耀眼，它都会消失。
God, may we remember that.
主啊，求你帮助我们记住这一点。
No matter what, this world is fading.
不管这个世界如何的变化。
But the world to come will never fade.
你的新世界永远不会消失。
Thank you for that good news.
感谢这个好消息。
Thank you for that hope that lifts our spirits.
感谢你对我们带来的希望，帮助我们提升我们内心的。
Thank you, Lord, that we know that we have a greater God than whatever worry is bothering us.
感谢你向我们显现，我们有这么美好的上帝。
That we have a greater God than any anxiety, whatever anxiety is telling us, we have a greater God who's speaking greater things in our life.
感谢你成为我们这么伟大的神，不管让我们遇到什么都不用再害怕。
Lord, may your blessings be upon your people.
主啊，求你降把你的保守降在我们所有的基督中。
Comfort them today.
保护我们，安慰我们。
Lord, may they know that you love them.
主啊，求你让大家知道你爱他们。
And then you tell us not to love the world because you're not telling us that because you don't want us to be happy.
主啊，求你也让我们明白，让我们不爱这个世界，并不是不让我们快乐。
You're telling that to us to warn us.
你警告我们。
And every good parent warns those they love.
帮助我们每个家长，警告我们的孩子们。
Thank you for being a great father.
感谢你是我美好的天父。
We pray that in your name, Jesus.
我们祷告奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. 感谢神，接着 Brother 周弟兄把这篇重要的信息提醒我们，也是来警戒我们，我们不要光看这个世界上的事啊，我们要注意是天上的事。我们凡事都可行，乃是为了荣耀主的名而行啊。那么我们唱一首不用的诗歌，在诗歌本的二百。